Decrees. Let's get it. Mark and Will, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
Nothing much, man. It's Taco Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Hey, hope everybody enjoying. And plus, it's voting day. It's a result day.
Yeah.
Mark and Will's vote day and result day. So, you know, how you doing, man? What's been going on with you today, man? You been doing okay?
Yeah. Getting a lot of stuff done. Wife had me out the house voting and stuff. So, yeah, productive day. How's your day today?
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, man. It's just, like I said, another Tuesday, but it's just a busy Tuesday, like always.
Yep.
You know, let everybody get out, had a chance to vote and all this kind of stuff like that. It's very important. Right. So, you know, for all the people who's just join us for the first time, sit back, relax. We're going to give you what you want, all that good stuff, without a doubt.
Right.
Let's get it. This is where you're going to be able to find us, Mark and Will Show, you know what I'm saying, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
yeah.
TikTok, whatever you need. Then, like I said, we edit the Mark and Will Show Facebook group page for allow people to vote on our polls. Also, you got the www.markandwillshow.com. Check us out on that one. That's where you're going to find us, without a doubt.
Right.
Up and see. I'm going to go ahead and try to get a show in maybe this weekend or something. Tailgating or anything like that. That show is great. You know what I'm saying? Topics galore, not just sports. It's what's going on in today's world. As we sit back as a panel and discuss and have fun with it. So make sure you check that out, without a doubt. And,
Yo, gaming. Yeah, check out, I dropped a video last night. It was super late, but it was me, AJ, and Dom. Y'all know how the late night gaming goes. So it's on there. Go over and watch that, man.
What'd y'all end up playing?
It was too much. Dude, I don't know, dog. We probably playing something tonight too, so it'll be another game and dropping tonight.
Okay. Make sure y'all on the lookout. It's Mark and Will Gaming. It's on YouTube channel Mark and Will Gaming. So let's go ahead and on Twitch too. So, but this one I think is going to be on YouTube. The one you did last night.
I'm sitting over to Twitch too.
Okay.
That's why I don't say certain stuff no more. Like YouTube, no.
Right.
You never know what's going to drop on.
Right. So this, you can catch it on either one. So make sure you guys get into that big time. Boom. All right. Hey, without further ado, you know what
the
day was. It's result day. It's also election day. Also, I like to make sure everybody know it is, like at the bottom says, it's Twitter and Facebook combined votes, right? Take those.
Yeah.
You got a times about the vote, and that's what you're going to get. Also, some of you guys have not been on Facebook. So if you see somebody's name on Twitter and look like they made one, you might want to go on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook had over 2,700 votes.
Yes. It's crazy.
And you're like, okay, that's nice. Well, I would say probably Twitter had about 1,300.
Yeah.
It was a big difference on Facebook. So you got a lot of kids that you might think they won on Twitter, and they might not.
Also, one of the polls on Facebook had 1,000.
Well, yeah.
Votes on just that one.
Yeah, like 1,300 votes on one of them. Offensive player of the week. So everybody was on that. So make sure you guys get out there, you know, next week it'd be a little, the pool selection will go down a little bit because you know, it's in the playoffs. But hey, just don't vote on Twitter. You know, mom, dad, auntie, grandmama, everybody else is on Facebook. So you better get on there. You better go ahead and tell everybody to get on there without a doubt. So, all right, so let's go on and get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's see where we go at right now. Make sure we get all this. All right, without further ado, Mark and Will show Kentucky Lineman of the Week, sponsored by Straight Razor, and is Nelson County Brandon Newton. Mm-hmm. Hey, congratulations. He played offense and defense. 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 sack. And I would say Nelson County came out and supported him big time. So congratulations on you. You went ahead and welcome to the club. You are our Kentucky Lineman of the Week, sponsored by Straight Razor. Brandon
Congratulations, Newton. Brandon.
Congratulations. Boop, 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 boop. Next up, Mark and Will Show, Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week, sponsored by
App.
It's Hopkinsville. Tristan K. Tristan K had 8 catches, 160 yards, 1 TD. Hey, I guess he was trying to do his Hop Town, right? Not the Hop Town fit, but Hop. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hopkins out there catching all those passes and stuff. 8, 160, 1 TD. I would say he was very productive.
Yes,
business. Congratulations to Tristan K. Hey, you are our Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week. And I'm going to say this. Well, I'll wait. I'll go ahead because then I'll go ahead and get into a little bit of the number games on this one. But congratulations to you. Next up, Mark and Will Shows, Kentucky Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by
Step Out.
It's Boyd County, Eric German. 13 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. And when I say Boyd County, hey, Boyd County don't play. They take care of business. They take care of business. And the beauty is that they got some student athletes that are putting in their work because it's always somebody different. But this week, Kentucky Defensive Player of the Week is Eric German. Had 13 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. Congratulations. Welcome to
Congratulations,
the club. You are our Defensive Player of the Week. Last but not least, Mark Wilson's National Player of the Week, sponsored by E-Town's Trey Durbin. Let me this is not even fair. I had a double check when I saw these numbers. 8 carries, 232 yards, 4 TDs. We talking about some old Madden special, right?
Yes, we are.
Man, average like 30-something yards a carry, bro. That's
That's nuts.
Half of his carries was TDs.
Exactly.
So, I mean, every other – I mean, I like to see this tape because, you rock and roll.
Yes.
Big time because 8 touches, 232, 4 TDs. Bro, that's
4 touchdowns.
Hey,
that's nuts.
Welcome to the club, big time. You are National Player of the Week. You know, hey, we got something special. We'll get it to you probably by tomorrow. I'll check your DM for winning trade. Congratulations, big time, man. Woo! Yeah. Hats off.
That's crazy.
I'm going to tell you what, man. Hats off. Hats off to E-Town, the boy. Yeah. It's so, man, when you look at these numbers and we're talking about this offensive, man, when I say this offensive player of the week, you had 3 players with over 370 votes each.
Nuts.
And majority of them was on Facebook.
Right.
They did their thing, man. I was like, woo wee. And then that defense. I'm going to tell you, the defense, Eric won by 14 votes.
Wow.
This is crazy, right? Because Eric had 445. The other one had 431. Yeah, they was doing that work. Boy, County.
They voting.
Oh, and Evan almost got him. You know, the second place almost got him. And, hey, man, congratulations, guys.
Yes, sir.
Continue to play well, get, you know, do what you got to do. continue, because everybody, I think they won pretty much, has also won their playoff game, so they'll be playing next week. So we'll look forward to go ahead and see how you guys do this week in the playoffs. Congratulations to all the winners.
Yes, sir.
Let's get a little bit b-ball, man.
Yes, sir. Kentucky beat Howard 95-63. First game of the season last night.
Without Oscar. Oscar didn't even play.
Yeah, he sat out.
Yeah, him and
they don't know the time. They don't know the timetable with him yet, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. But you know, they got so much talent. Why even risk him? You know what I'm saying? As far as getting hurt or anything like that, let him go ahead and rest up and take care of business.
Right.
Because they had three players who basically sat out of that game. Mm-hmm. So they got talent, baby. They got talent.
They got it.
We ain't got to worry about that, sir. They got plenty of talent and rocking and rolling with that. So, I'm trying to pull up. Look, you know why I'm having trouble? Because I'm pulling up today's score. That's what.
Today.
All right, so give you a little bit of Kentucky. Let me see. Toppin had 15 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, active like always. Livingston had 9 points, 4 rebounds. Worry had 4 points, 4 steals, 2 assists, 3 rebounds. Wallace had 15 points, 9 assists, so he did his thing.
Yeah.
And Frederick had 20 points. Off the bench, you had Reeves, the transfer, had 22. So, yeah, you know, they do what they do, bro. They are. Right. They are loaded.
Yeah, stay loaded.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, win their championship, baby. Win
absolutely. Championship. That's all that matters.
63, that's all that matters.
All that matters. Get there.
Right. Let's hit them with some of that NBA.
Oh, NBA is officially back. Let me hit y'all with some scores. Monday, November 7th, because there's no games on tonight. Okay. You have Philly, who took care of business to beat the Suns 100-88. Trailblazers beat the Heat 110-107. Bulls beat Toronto 111-97. Mavs beat the Nets 96-94. Good one. Golden State barely beat the Kings 116-113. Utah Jazz went ahead and took care of business, beat the Lakers 139-116. Golly. Washington beat Houston 108-100. Houston beat the Magics 134-124. Here we go again. High scores, no defense. Detroit beat Thunder 112-103. Indiana beat New Orleans 129-122. Atlanta beat the Bucks 117-98. Boston beat the Grizzlies 109-106. New York Knicks beat the Timberwolves 120-107. Nuggets beat the Spurs 115-109. Last but not least, somebody finally knocked them off. The Clippers beat Cleveland 119-117.
Woo! And okay, let's get in these standings. Eastern Conference Standard Atlantic. You have Boston Celtics 7-3, and the Raptors 6-5. And the Central, you got the Bucks 9-1, Cleveland Cavaliers 8-2. And the South, you got the Hawks 7-3, Washington Wizards 5-6. Western Conference, you got the Utah Jazz 9-3, followed by the Trailblazers and Nuggets 7-3. The Suns are 7-3 in the Pacific. Trailing them is 6-5 with the Clippers. Southwest, you have the Mavericks 6-3, and the Grizzlies 7-4.
Yeah.
What is going on with the Cavaliers?
Hey, dude. And you know the crazy thing about it, we talked about it last year. They was actually doing good last year. You know what I'm saying? But Ed Donovan, it's like they done got another boost. They just out here like, we playing. Y'all counting us out anyway. We're just going to prove that we're a better team than y'all think that we are. And right. They are. They got nice pieces over there. They're a decent team.
Right. You know,
I mean, because they beat the Lakers last night, the other night, but I guess they couldn't take care of business to beat the Clippers.
Yeah. And they had, you know, they start three guards. So, you know, Collin is back. So, you know, and I didn't realize the other day that, you know, going into last night game or the other night game, I think it was last night game, that the Bucks was undefeated. I'm like, man, I guess they on a mission. You know, they healthy. So.
Yeah, they healthy. Got everybody. Yeah.
You know, they ain't making too much of a splash except with Utah player that they got.
Right.
But
they still got a target on their back too. Everybody want to beat the top dogs.
Tell you what, you better Boston. You know, hey, and the thing about it is Boston's coach. They, you know, they doing okay, but
yep.
It's just, man, it's still early, but
yes, early.
Are the Lakers gonna bounce back, man?
No, I don't see it. It's crazy to say it. I don't see it. I think LeBron he's too much worried about the being number one on the scoring list. And the team is just ain't that good. They're not clicking together.
Right.
When last week I remember Anthony Davis, I forgot what game it was, they end up losing it, but he only had took two shots in the second half. Why? You're healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this team is not there yet. And I don't think it's going to get there.
Right. And I think they know it too.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
I think they know, and they're like, well, you know, it is what it is, dude. Good luck.
I mean, when you're out there playing football pregame and stuff, I mean, it's cool to have fun, dude, but y'all the Lakers.
Yeah.
And y'all 2-8 right now. You know what I'm saying? The West is deep. I mean, guys start playing around, y'all gonna miss the playoffs.
Right. What you said. What you said.
Jesus, I mean, it's just out of control.
Yeah, it is big time, and it's ugly.
What's up, Finn?
How you doing, D? What's up, Shan? How you doing?
What up?
Let's see. Let's dip it down into college football. We had something that was released just a few minutes ago, playoff. You got Georgia, the number one, Ohio State, number two, number three, Michigan, and number four is TCU. And you're right, Mark. It is just these four. Next year or the year after that, go to 12 or some crazy.
You go to 12? Okay.
So in fifth place, Tennessee after getting beat by Georgia.
Yeah.
Oregon, number six, seven, LSU, eight, USC.
And you know what? Like last week, when we pulled this up last week, I was still surprised that Tennessee. I know Tennessee's rolling, but for them to be number one over Georgia, I was still caught by surprise with that one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, did it just go to show you that it was proven right after what happened Saturday?
Right. You know, and that's, you know, it had to be that they just took so much credence over them just beating, you know, Alabama.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I do like how this is like a weekly look, you know. So let's hurry up and make it. Hey, they got beat. Let's drop them on down and all this kind of stuff. But, I mean, we know Ohio State, Michigan, they has to play soon.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Georgia, you know, they'll play in the SEC championship game. You don't know what's going to go out west with Oregon and USC. I'm just amazed that LSU, who lost to Florida State, is in seven. I know they beat Alabama, but Alabama got two losses now, bro, you know.
Right. The crazy thing about when you beat Alabama, I guess you get rewarded. It don't matter. You beat Alabama.
Right. Because we're talking about they went on a 2-point conversion to beat them. You know.
So, right. Exactly.
You know. So very interesting. So, hey, everybody tune in. It's getting real good on this one. So pay attention.
You got to watch this every week.
Right. Speaking of every week. Last night, you had the Ravens 27, the Aints 13.
Yeah, they too. I'm seeing everybody saying that, oh, here come Baltimore, they great start humming. Like, this was a great win for them before they went on their bye week. Now it's like, can they keep it turned up like that after? Because the schedule that they got, they still got, I believe it's four divisional games they still got to play.
Okay.
And that last one is Cincinnati, the very last game of the year. That could be for the division. You know what I'm saying? You never know. So if they can keep it up, yeah. As long as Lamar is throwing that ball in their pocket the way he's doing, making them great passes, they could be dangerous. They can be.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy because they try to say he can't be, you know, the pocket passer type, and he's making passes, but he's – on the run, he was missing people wide open. He got work on. I mean, he still got a lot of stuff to work on. We love Lamar. But, you know, we're not going to sugarcoat because he missed quite a few people when he's rolling out of that pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. But, you know, Andy Dalton. Come on, man.
Yeah. Is that what we said last night? You lose against Andy Dalton, something ain't right.
At all.
And, it ain't the Cincinnati Andy Dalton early days of him.
And that's what it shows. And I mean, you know, it's woof.
You ain't lying.
And you had it. You said it yesterday. You know, they had to win this. The Ravens had to win this, and they did.
No choice.
I just thought that it was going to be more of a fight because it really wasn't this close. Heck, that last touchdown, Peters didn't make a tackle.
Exactly. Right.
You know, so.
Basically, we got this game in the bag, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that.
No, you can't. You can't do that. Not at all.
You're a professional, man. Don't do that.
Then blaming everybody else.
Whoo. Who are you telling? But I'm going to tell you the key thing that Baltimore did is stop Kamara. Because last week, Kamara went nuts.
Yeah.
They was like, we stop him because Andy Dalton can't throw the ball anyway.
And Drake looked good last night.
Yeah.
He looked good. He was one of him, you know, doing his thing, you know. How much is Kamara, because he's been inconsistent and he also got some legal issue. How much is it him with these legal issues, maybe not focus, or is it just
– Yeah.
The defenses can cheat in and ain't got to worry about no passer.
Right. I mean, you could probably say a little of both, but at the same time, we was all crowning him as a top five, you know what I'm saying, running back, you know what I'm saying, a couple of years back. So you got to keep it going. I mean, you at work. You understand? When you go to practice and on Sundays, that's work. Everything else got to be in the back of the mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to come out and play. You get paid millions of dollars to do this. You got to get out there and play. But I think yesterday was more Baltimore have a good defense on him because Andy Dalton, I mean, you throw the ball. Throw it.
Too many can't. And I feel sorry. You know, let's go. You put Jameis back in there, please. Because even if he may throw for 30 interceptions, he's going to throw for 30 touchdowns. So
absolutely. 30 for 30.
Put him in there. Because I would love to see Olave have an opportunity, man. Because he's a nice rookie.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let him go ahead and do what he got to do.
Right.
You know, that's my whole thing. So.
Yeah.
Jeez. That was
wild. Yeah, you could tell that. You could still tell that Lamar, he missed Mark Andrews, too.
Oh, yeah.
He missed Mark Andrews. That's his guy.
Yeah.
That is his guy.
We all miss him too, who had him in fantasy.
You know, so crazy. I went and picked up the likely kid. He scored a touchdown, but God, this one reception, 24 yards. I mean, I take the TD, but still.
Wasn't it last week he balled?
Yes. Yeah. So, when Andrews went down. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, he kind of tricked us on that one.
Absolutely.
You gotta check this out, that one. All right, let's get some news and notes in here. Safety Xavier McKinney may miss the rest of the year. He injured his hand on an ATV vehicle, did something to his fingers. I hope he has not got him cut off or anything. I know they said he's in a cast, but
this is the thing. I understand. Everybody's grown. Y'all want to go have fun. I'll let you do that. But do stuff that's safe. Do stuff that's safe that's not going to get you injured.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now you're going to miss out on money if you got to sit out a contract extension. I mean, just anything. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it sucks. But, I mean, so it comes with it.
You ain't lying. I mean, you know, you got to make business decisions.
Yes, you do.
I like to do stuff, but you got to be smart on this end. I mean, you know, well, if you lost your hand, nothing can't play.
Anything.
So, yeah. Got to be smarter than that.
Yes. Smarter. Let's see. I'll find a different way. Jesus.
Bills quarterback Allen may have UCL injury in his elbow for landing on it all, you know, when he got hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That season's over with. If he have to miss NT time,
right?
That it's a wrap. It's over. I don't see it. That defense, I mean, it's suspecty. It's here one Sunday, then the next Sunday it's not showing up. I mean, without Allen, it's not gonna work. I feel sorry for Diggs. your numbers is going to go down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. And the crazy thing is that they continue to – I mean, it's good that he's big and he can run, but
– He can run, yeah.
I mean, granted, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying on this particular play, but you induce for him to get hit more and different stuff like that. And, I mean, yeah, he's big dude and he's nice with it, but ain't no way I would take a chance with that, man. I'm sorry.
No, you can't. You can't. That's your franchise.
Right. That part. So why even – That's not, that's silly to me. I mean, to be honest, that's really silly to me. Like I said, this particular injury right here, I'm not just saying, I'm just stating that I'm not going to be using him like they be doing all the time. You know, first downs, this different stuff. He run more, he has more, almost as much as in the package of run like Lamar. Like, it's almost a equivalent.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't even want Lamar doing that. You know what I'm saying? I want him in a regular offense to do that, but not scripted runs.
Right. Just because he's a big guy don't mean to put him through that punishment.
Right. Because these are
he ain't gonna make it.
These are some missiles that are coming for him.
Yes, he do. And they wanna hit him.
Yeah. The bigger the target, they coming for you too.
Yes. So, and then they're not gonna call nothing.
Not
because
it.
You are a big quarterback.
And like you said, if he misses any games, woo wee.
Now it's going down the drain.
Right.
KC.
Raiders wave safety Abram. Abram was a first round draft pick, strong safety.
Mm-hmm.
When McCall came, that kind of win his job. So somebody's getting ready to get a solid safety. And you know, mm-hmm. the waivers, how that works. So, you know,
yeah, we do.
The teams with the losing records, they're going to be able to
snatch them straight up.
Right, right.
Hey, I bench one of my safety for him. And then why they didn't wave the coach too? Shoot. Which Jesus is, Christ.
It's not working, coach. You need to be waved too, big time.
Right.
Raiders
that's nuts. It ain't just all on the players, it's on him too.
Right. Right.
They thought he was Sean McVay before Sean McVay.
Didn't they? Yes, they did. You're absolutely right on that. Big time. Packers linebacker Gary out for the season. That hurts.
It tore ACL, didn't he?
Yeah. That hurts a team that in dire need of help, you know.
Yes.
Their star linebacker, you know, it doesn't get any easier. Then they got some other guys that are dinged up. So we'll see.
Right.
I mean, you know, people are calling, like, the talking heads are like, let's see Love. And they're like, nah, man, you pay him $50 million a year. He needs to be out there and win some games. No matter
something.
You know, that's too much money to be, woe is me. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. Well, you the one got that $50
million. And then the crazy thing about it, you didn't even have to sign it. You knew that your boy was leaving.
Yeah, because he already said.
You could have left it. You could have left him somewhere else.
Right.
That's him.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And then when Jordan get in there and get comfortable, watch that offense be totally different.
Right. Right. Oh, boy, baby, to run what he wants to run.
Yep.
You know. So, hey,
mm-hmm.
cry me a river.
What you said.
All right, man. I don't think you got to do this the time I did it last time. I think the mayor. But I want to go ahead, since we already in the season, have a little fun with this like how we do. We're going to do we're going to do one word for each team, bro. So we're going to be describing
one word
to describe these teams.
Wow.
I don't think I can be able to pull my, let's see. It may not be this one. Let's see. Nah, it ain't definitely not the power ranking. All right, cool. One word. We're going to go one word to describe the Dolphins. What you got?
Fast.
Mm. Explosive.
Mm. Yeah.
The Bills, what you got?
Head scratching.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one because last week was a head scratch. I would say it's a combined word, heavy lifting. Basically, I'm talking about Allen. You know, this too much lifting for him. Too much
mm-hmm. I got you.
The Patriots.
I mean, I'm not saying it the bad way. It's just more like, they just keep winning. Like, you know what I'm saying, too? They just keep going out here and getting these quality victories.
Right.
Golly.
I would say defense. That's why they winning. I mean, you know, that offense ain't doing it's that defense. The Jets.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Yeah, I can't put the Ric Flair. Woo!
Right. I say the Jets, man. I would have to say determination, man. I think they determined to just prove everybody wrong.
Yes.
You know, I think they are. Now, this should be a good one.
Hot damn. I mean, Jesus Christ. Man.
Steelers. Okay. The Steelers is the hot damn. Okay. All right. I would say combination bridge year. You know, they just getting over this year, getting things ready for next year's run. I think it's a bridge year.
Yeah.
Ravens.
That's a good one. I don't know. For them, they tricky.
Tricky.
Yeah.
For them, I would say Ravens. I would have to say I would have to say Bank. Mm-hmm. It's time to pay him, man. It's time to pay Lamar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quit all that stuff, bro. Because like I said on the thing last night, if you don't pay Lamar, can they even imagine not having him? You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
it is hard. People don't understand. When you have these quarterbacks, these Hall of Fame quarterbacks, or these the great quarterbacks, you don't automatically replace them. It takes time.
Exactly.
So, yes, you know, hey, pay that man. I should have said a check. That's what I should have said. Check.
Right.
Check, please.
Right.
Browns.
A poop show.
Okay. Okay. I would say. Wasted. Wasted money, man. I mean, you know, you pay this guy, you pay this guy guaranteed money, and he can't play. And when he plays, it's gonna be first time in almost 2 years type stuff.
Right.
Wasted. Could have said.
Right.
Could have said dumb, but you know, wanted to be nice. Bengals.
Bengals. I would say coming.
I like it. I would say. I would say I like yours coming. Definitely like it. I would say TikTok, man. It's like a bomb, dude. They get ready to explode, bro. I think they are. You know what I'm saying? I think they're gonna explode.
It.
You know, everybody had a chance to get their shots and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a matter of time. You're just gonna have to outscore them. Jags.
Right. Jags. I say blessed. And the only reason why I say that is because they blessed to have a rookie running back who's able to do everything he's doing right now, and to have Doug Peterson come down there to even coach y'all.
Right.
he could have went somewhere else. But I say blessed for them because they trying to do a little something this year.
I would say coaching. And that's good with mm-hmm. Peterson. Like you said, you know, they got a real NFL coach who's a
Super Bowl
champion coach. All they have to do is listen to Malik. Give him the pieces. He was doing that stuff like McVay and all them, you know what I'm saying, with Philly. So I think it's just a matter of time. Give him a little time. Don't be rushing him. Let him do what he got to do.
No, exactly.
Texans.
Waste of time. Jesus.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is probably I know I said one phrase word, next year. Because definitely nothing popping off this year.
Mm-hmm.
And is Lovie gonna be back?
Right.
Colts.
Sad.
Disrespectful. They are being so disrespectful to the Colts fans. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You know, they go real hard for their team. This is totally disrespectful. Disrespectful in so many ways. Not only you got the product on the field is horrible. You brought in a coach who is not a coach, right? You got rid of a coach. You brought in a coach who was a commentator, you know, and figurehead type stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And you had some other coaches on the sidelines that you could have just said, okay, here you go.
That you could have said, here you go. But he was there for 13 years and he's loyal to the coach and to that owner.
But you know what's so crazy? You know what's so crazy? Reggie Wayne's on his staff. Won't you let him be there?
Exactly.
He's on the staff. So disrespectful.
Yeah. I told you they can't afford your boy.
Titans.
Keep running.
Ooh. Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Kingpin. I mean, he's the king, man. King Henry, man. This constantly. I mean, granted, the bad thing of the whole is when you're running him to the dirt. I don't know how many more years we'll have left of watching. Watching greatness. Jeez.
Scary.
Mm. Great word. Woo! The Chiefs. I will have to say on a mission, man. I mean, like I said, I know it's not one word. I just think they're on a mission, man.
Yes.
I think they trying to say, okay, it's time to go ahead and get this again. Chargers.
Disappointed.
Okay. Flat. It's flat. We expected so much more for them, man. Yeah.
It ain't there.
It ain't there. Broncos.
Trash.
Ooh. Tricked.
Yep.
I think they got tricked.
Dang, that's a good one.
Russell Wilson. Boy, you're a good one. You did a good one. You tricked them big time.
Yes.
The Raiders.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Right. Well, you said the word for this other team. I'm going to say it for this team. Disappointment.
Yeah.
Disappointment. I mean, come on. Yeah. 2-whatever they are. They are 2-6. Oh, wow. Maybe I should have said failure.
Wait, that's a good one. That's a good one too.
Eagles.
We'll see.
Mm. I like it. I like it. I like it. Brown delivers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he's doing his thing, man. I mean,
yeah.
Hats off to him. Yeah. You know, if the Titans were that foolish to let him walk.
Right.
Yeah. Giants. Mm.
Giants. I guess you could say will. I mean, I look like they got the will to, you know what I'm saying, to keep it going. Keep fighting during the season. Yeah, right. I'll just say will.
I would say surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody thought they was doing what they do. They love their new coach. He's doing what he's doing. So, hats off to them. Surprised. Woo-wee. The Commanders.
The Commanders. The Commanders. That's a good one. The Commanders. What is it you can say about the Commanders? Okay. It's okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. I guess, which I try to do.
I have to say Paul Rivera. I think Rivera is going to be like Paul Rivera. He's going to be gone. He's going to be gone on the horse off to somewhere else. I just think his time is...
Chill the career for a while.
It's time to go ahead and be a defensive coordinator or something like that.
Yeah.
Cowboys!
I'm going to say bombs away. And the only reason why I'm saying bombs away, because if that piece come, bombs away. Jesus Christ.
yes, sir. I'm going to say redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Redemption for McCarthy, man. McCarthy. You know, I mean, granted, you know, you still got Dan Quinn doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. They don't do nothing without him. But for him, for McCarthy to say, hey, I still want him back. You know,
yeah.
He could have said, nah, I don't want him back. Don't mean they was going to keep him. You know what I'm saying? He could have lost his job. But, you know, hey, redemption. All right, that's time to get it back together. Everybody need to look at him as the good coach that he was when he was at Green Bay.
Right.
The Vikings.
The Vikings. Vikings. Kurt.
Kurt. And I'm glad you said that because mine is, you like that?
Right.
I should we call him Mini Chains. Not Two Chains, but Mini.
Right.
Because he'd be right. He's blinging.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Stop it, y'all.
Packers.
You won't talk. Disappointed. I got to use that one. Disappointed. Wash. I mean, you're going on and on with this team. Jesus Christ.
Woo. Let's say... overcooked.
Mm.
Overcooked. Mm. I think they truly overcooked. Big time. What's up, LJ? LJ say he's listening. How you doing? He's working and listening. I think that's overcooked. I really think they're well done. Is that somebody?
Well done.
Somebody who did that that turkey wasn't supposed to for Thanksgiving.
Left it dry.
Yeah, it's over with. It's over. Yeah.
Don't want that.
Right. Lions.
Lions. Keep fighting.
Brick wall. They are running through that brick wall for their coach.
Yes.
2-6, but and they got rid of pieces that you like, what? and right. still fighting. So, you know, hey, brick wall. Run through that brick wall, man.
Please, keep doing it for him.
Bears.
The Bears. Fields.
Rushing. In order for them to be successful, especially this year, you got to continue to rush. I hate to put that young man out there like that, but it's in the scheme of the offense. So he's actually dropping back the pass, then he takes off. They got some running plays for him, but you don't get 178 yards or whatever he got if it's just strictly runs like that. I mean, it's different like when Lamar was going to the house for 80, 60. And this dude is doing like 30 chunks, 40 chunks.
Yeah, exactly.
Dropping all the way back because you know he can throw it down there and he's doing his thing. So I'll say rushing. Oh, you're one of your favorite teams. The Bucks.
Overrated.
Disgusted. I'm so disgusted that we lost them the first game of the season. If we'd have played them game 3 or 4 or whatever, even with Cooper. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, dude, I'm not like that. So yeah. I love you overrated. That's true.
Right.
Ain't Saints.
Dumpster.
Ooh. And I got the tail end of that. Fire. Dumpster fire. Dumpster fire. Exactly. Panthers.
Tank.
Wow. Eviction. Eviction. Time to go ahead and evict Mr. Mayfield Baker, who's up here living in people's stadiums.
Yeah.
It's time to get him out of there. Eviction. Get out of there.
Oh, shoot. He got to get kicked out again.
Right. Falcons.
Falcons. Faith.
Falcons, I would say, overachievers. You know, nobody expect them to have what they got. 4 wins, even though they're 4-5, that's still more than people probably thought they was gonna do.
Exactly.
With injuries and stuff. So yeah, I have to go with that on that. 49ers. One word or a phrase. We'll do it that way.
Can they?
They say can they?
Yeah. Can they?
I would say waiting. Waiting. I think this is a matter of time. When Debo comes back, McCaffrey, as long as Jimmy G can just manage this manage, they'll be fine. Oh wow. Goodness gracious. The Rams.
Defense.
I'ma take your word, man. Overrated.
Overrated. Hey, I like it. Defense overrated.
Overrated.
Yes, exactly what it is.
Ooh-wee. Goodness.
Yes, yes, yes.
Stinky. Seahawks.
Mr. Smith.
Woo! impressive.
Yes.
Impressive. To lose what, you know, they thought they was losing in the Hall of Fame quarterback, and Geno has resurrected. Maybe I should have said resurrection because he done resurrected his career.
Yes, he has.
But stay there, Geno, as long as they want you. Don't go nowhere else. Stay there. Please stay there.
Right.
You know, you may get a rude awakening. Cardinals.
uh, playbook.
Oh, that's dirty right there. That's really dirty. That's dirty. Cardinals. I would say Napoleon.
Okay.
Little man complex.
Yes.
You know, he's going around trying to do too much. Calm down. You got top three receiver. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, he's back. He's catching everything. Hey, let that rock and roll big time.
Right.
So I would say Napoleon. I like the playbook one, though, because apparently Napoleon needs to get in the playbook. Apparently, because
everything's a scramble drill.
That is not good. That is not. Hey, we want to thank you guys for joining us, but also thank you.
Yes,
I hope you guys played along and go ahead and make comments on who you think, as far as
right
one word or one phrase, if you can do it, you know, that kind of stuff with that one, and have fun with that one. Also, we would like to thank, and actually we got a little bit of time, so I want to go ahead and get our winners back.
Yes, sir.
As our awards. So let's get that back up here real quick.
Yeah.
All right. So don't forget, we got Brandon Newton. Congratulations.
Big dog.
Kentucky Lineman of the Week. You did your thing. Treston K, Offensive Player of the Week, 8 receptions, 160 yards, 1 TD. He did his Hopkins
thing. I'm coaching them people.
Right. I mean, you put in work. That's putting in work big time.
Yes.
Eric German, 13 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. And Boyd County, man, y'all got them, man. Y'all got the players.
Yes.
Y'all, every week. It seemed like one of you guys is winning. Hey, and great fan support, big time.
Yes, it is.
Last but not least, our National Player of the Week, Trey Durbin. He was playing video games. I don't know who they was playing, but E-Time, wherever they playing, 8 carries, 232 yards, 4 TDs. And I just hope it's not a coach that's been on this show. Because, I don't know who they played, bro, but... somebody went to town. Somebody went
right.
to town. Congratulations to all our winners. Like we said, so hey, you guys, God bless.
Yes, sir.
We're going to holler at y'all. Peace
Be
out.
Be safe, please, people.
Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you own it, go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you own it, go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.